the Board of Retirement, item 14.
We should talk about that, actually.
The board requested guidance about what steps need to be taken in order to establish a standing audit committee. We reviewed the board regulations and determined that the first step will be to amend those regulations, and the amendment will generally provide that the board can establish committees. It's not going to reference this particular committee, just committees in general, and that'll allow the board to form committees, an audit committee or another type of committee if it determines that it's necessary. So that's step number one. I have in the enclosure the wording of the change to the regulation. We're recommending adding item 8 to the section regarding board meetings in the regulations. And we also noticed that the regulations refer to chairman and vice chairman, and we're recommending changing that for gender neutrality to chairperson or vice chairperson. As a matter of process, if the board determines that the regulations should be amended, once the board makes that decision, it goes to the Board of Supervisors for their adoption. The change in their regulation does not become effective until the adoption by the Board of Supervisors. Yes.
Question. What's going to be the length of service of the or term of each member, and will the members rotate?
Right, so you're asking specifics about the audit committee, and what we have before you today is the second stage. After the regulations are revised, then the board will establish the committee and then adopt a committee charter.
Okay.
And so for today, we do have a draft committee charter for the board's consideration. It's not going to be adopted today, but it is a starting point for the board to discuss exactly what you're raising, the mechanics of the audit committee, who's on there, how many members, how long is their term. That is purely up to the board.
Because we're a separate district now, why are we going to the County Board of Supervisors? Why?
Under the statute, the 37 Act, board regulations have to be approved by the Board of Supervisors to become effective. That doesn't change because of the independent status of CSERA.
We didn't include that in the legislation as for independence.
When we did the independent.
No.
Is that, let's say, an oversight or something you would look
at? It's something that we didn't really, weren't concerned with, I don't think, at the time.
Okay.
Is John. It appropriate at this point to talk at all about the charter? I had a couple of items.
I was kind of thinking that we deal with the changing the regulations, and then we could put the charter and it, and those details on a future agenda once the regulations have been accepted by the Board of Supervisors. And then anybody that has any ideas or comments or anything with regards to the charter itself, we can deal with at that time.
Okay.
And also the board had a question on how many other 37 Act plans mm-hmm. have an audit committee, and there's about 13 of them. They don't all call it audit committee. Some of them will say audit and finance committee, budget audit, finance committee, you know, but the objective of the committee is the same.
Vicki, in your attendance at SACRA's meetings and doing your breakout, has there ever been any discussion about the relationship between our accountants and the audit committees? Positive or negative? Has there ever been any discussion at those conferences?
I've only been to a couple of them.
Not yet. Have you talked with any of the other 37 Act counties that have audit committees and asked their accountant how it's worked?
Not in detail. Just recently at a teacher too, I did talk to Orange County about it. It's a very high level.
So you've only talked with one county, Orange? Okay. I'm basically in favor of it, but want to know if it's had some roadblocks in other counties that we need to be aware of before we just jump into it. So that's where I kind of am. But I am in favor of it.
Okay. So is there a motion to accept the proposed change to the board regulations with regards to Section 2, meetings, subsection 8, committees of the board?
So moved.
Second.
One question.
Yes, Louis.
Would there ever be a time where we don't have, I'm looking at the expertise, and I agree with the expertise that the people should have, would there be a time where we don't have people that meet that criteria? Besides for the treasurer.
That's a good question.
Could you repeat that?
Besides for the treasurer, that'll be the only person that will have those expertise.
In the proposed charter things, it mentions members of the audit committee having certain qualifications.
Yeah. Well,
so his question was, what if there was a time on the board where there weren't enough?
Was none?
But there's one none except for the treasurer.
It does say, kind of sliding into the membership here, and it does say sufficiently knowledgeable about the topics. Doesn't it suggest they have to be experts?
Yeah.
Well, I know we have a motion on the table with regards to the regulations, but I can address that part of the charter when we move on to that discussion.
Any comments or questions or anything? All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Okay. I think with regards to the details for the charter, we'll put that on a future agenda and people can have a chance to think about it.
Sure.
Okay. All
right.
Balance your checkbook. See, just so that our outside disability council doesn't have to sit around any longer, let's go into closed session just regards to the disability issue, and then we'll take a break.